things were mighty peaceful, I was feeling very glad. I had the sweetest woman that a man ever had. But he rode into town looking proud and grand. I'm bothered by the presence of that black-haired man. Now he rode into town one day up on a big black stud, and I could tell by looking he was up to little good. He offered my baby his gun-slinging hand. There's gonna be some trouble with that black-haired man. He wears a gun strapped to his side with notches you can see, and I've got an awful feeling he's a faster man than me. But I would rather die than see him win her hand. Gonna have to try to stop that black-haired man. There's gonna be a shooting here before the sun goes down, and there will be one less of us to populate the town. I'm not the fighting kind, but I'll have to take my stand. I'm gonna have to try to shoot that black-haired man. Fill up my glass, if you please, one more time. I need to steady these two hands of mine. 'Cause what I have to do will take a steady hand. So here's to the end of that black-haired man.
The instrumental arrangement on this was guitar by Roland James. Bass was Slim Wallace. I was playing guitar, and we had a drummer. I don't remember his name. I didn't know him at the time. He was a jazz drummer, and this was a Spec record to begin with, and Jack Clemens produced it, and we did it in a garage.
But not for Sun.
But it wasn't for Sun at the time. It wasn't for anyone in particular. But when we finished it, Jack Clemens presented it to Sam Phillips, and he liked it. So, and Elvis was the first one to hear it. He gave me a real good compliment. Oh, he told Sam Phillips, he said, that he sounds more like I do than myself, so I think he's going to be all right.
But this is early 56. Elvis would have just left Sam.
Right.
So he was still keeping an
right,
eye.
Right, he came by. He came by quite often at that time, and, of course, that's where I met him, and I was very happy that he felt that way about me.